All right. These guys are noodling around to the Express Yourself theme, and it's just really fun.
And this is Express Yourself. Did we introduce ourselves at all?
Yeah, we did.
I'm Chris.
I'm Cody.
And here you are. It's Friday afternoon, and this is what we do on Friday afternoons.
It's KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond.
And we're going to talk to a bunch of creative people in the next hour. We've got Mac Benning here and his trusty sidekicks. And they just released a record. When was that?
I believe release date was...
Hold on.
Uh-oh, can you hear me?
You might have to lean down to the...
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Mac, what's up?
Just hanging out, man. Record came out, I believe, September 19th. Somewhere thereabouts. It's been streaming ever since.
Richmond Ridge,
that's right.
Folks might know that geographical landmark.
They might. They sure might.
Did you spend a decent amount of time up there on the top of Aspen Mountain?
I did the Grand Traverse a few years ago, and I remember Richmond Ridge being a miserable place. But it seemed like a fun geographical place to name the album after.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. Overwrite suffering with joy.
Sure, exactly.
Well, Mac, your album sounds absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
And Paul Holsinger over here on the Mando was the first one to bring it to our attention. And then...
You're a press, Paul?
My press guy.
The press guy. And I think it was about during fall membership drive here at KDNK, really busy time. And then Mac brought in a physical copy of the CD, which... not a lot of you know about anymore, but we still play them here at KDNK. And so anyway, everything on it is sounding absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Tell us about how you produced it.
Well, I was taking lessons with this guy in the Front Range. I was asking for help with jazz, and he said he wouldn't help me until I made an album. So 3 months later, I was in the studio with Jeff Price. And all these guys, and that was that. And now I'm taking lessons with Tyson Rogers in the Front Range. Shout out Tyson.
Right on.
Nice.
Yeah.
And there are quite a few collaborators on the album, I see. Of course, we have William Brown and Paul Holsinger in here. You guys want to say what's up?
Hi.
That's William.
Hey, everybody.
William, you have a beautiful Collins guitar over there, and
it's a loner.
We have matching Collins.
Yeah.
Oh,
his pre-war Martin's in the shop right now. So
yeah. I don't own an acoustic guitar, and Mac was like, "You're playing acoustic guitar on this record," so I'm borrowing Sophia's guitar.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
And then Paul, you're over there on the mandolin.
Mm-hmm. It was super fun playing on the album. We had Mac wrote some fantastic tunes, some a little too fast for me, but I tried my best. But they're all fun, for sure.
Man, you're such a humble player.
Oh.
I know I've been in here with you before in the studio, and you play with like everyone in the valley, but yeah, you kind of...
Do you, Paul? This is news to me.
He's like a Swiss Army knife of mandolin playing in our valley.
Best in the West.
Yeah, I think it's because I just don't say no to anybody who wants
to play.
That's
all it takes. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
You want to play this type of music? Yep. Well, let's go.
Okay, well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Mac Benning and William Brown and Paul Holsinger. And Mac just released this album called Richmond Ridge just a few months ago. And you guys want to play a tune for us now?
Sure, we're going to play the Longhorn.
This one has sound effects.
Spoiler alert.
Don't spoil it, yeah.
Thank you.
Let's hit I've Been Better.
Yeah.
This one's called I've Been Better.
One, two, three, two, two.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we are joined with Mac Benning and William Brown and Paul Holsinger, featuring his new album, Mac Benning, Richmond Ridge. And we didn't even mention you're at Steve's Guitars tonight.
Tonight. That's right. At 8 o'clock, 7:30 doors. So
pretty soon.
See you there.
Yeah, you guys are just loading in here shortly.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, Steve's Guitars is downtown Carbondale on 4th Street. Can't miss it, really.
Yeah.
Just, just a door down from the Nugget right off of Main Street.
And we've only got less than half the band here, too, so should be a fun night.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Who else is showing up tonight?
We have Jonathan Ballou on bass. We have Chad Patrick on drums, Chance Davis on sax and clarinet, and Abby Cheney singing some songs for us.
What?
So, yeah. We got the big band experience, yeah.
I don't know. I might need to... Well, I'm with my seven-year-old. I don't know. I think it's good for all ages, right?
Kids like music too. Yeah.
Yeah, the profanity of Max lyrics may offend his delicate sensibilities.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The substance of the
So, how did you guys meet? How did you start playing music together?
I was thinking about that. So, I forever ago played in a group, Lookout Mountain Showdown. I had seen William at the Bluegrass Jam playing bass before he switched over to guitar. And some rumor spread somehow that I had moved to Silt, which was not the case. I was just in Glenwood, and I saw him in, I don't know how that ties into the story at all, but I saw William at White House, and I gave him my card, and then we played once, and then 2 years went by, and...
Mac never called me again after the
first
date.
Yeah. We played again, and I just kept learning the songs that they were playing, and insisting that I show up, and I think I kind of edged in on their jam, but it's a thing now. So,
yeah, I met Paul at the old Dos Gringos Carbondale Bluegrass Jam. I showed up. It was really some wintry night, really nasty weather, dark, and I showed up, and there were only two other people there, Paul and Peter L'Amour, who's a great local musician, plays mandolin and guitar. Yeah, I wonder if Peter L'Amour is listening. And I thought, you know, let's let these people, like, close up the burrito stand. And so we went over to my house and played. And that was the first time we really, like, played together. And then there was another jam I met with Paul. We were playing over at the gazebo in Miners Park or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I called some tune, and people didn't know it. But then we played next week, and Paul was like, oh, I learned that tune. And then I realized that Paul is like a learner, and Paul's like down to like learn new music. And I was like, I want to play with you. And then we've been playing every week for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
Maybe longer.
Maybe longer. Yeah.
And I'm coming on 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just have to give a little plug to the bluegrass or whatever kind of jam it is on. I've seen on Thursday nights over at Mountain Heart.
And, right.
Start up here in the classroom.
In Napa Valley.
Mm-hmm. They're going to start up at
KD&K
in the classroom.
Chris is saying, he's not on a mic, but he's saying they're going to go to the classroom at KD&K.
Next week. Yeah.
Next week.
A broadcast professional would be
aware
of the microphone.
So what, next Thursday?
It's like the Lorax.
I think Thursday. Yep. It's going to be Thursday.
You guys are coming to KD&K on Thursday. Well, should I be announcing? Well, I am.
I don't know. I'm not in charge of that thing.
Is anyone welcome?
Not my thing. I don't know, man. I'm
way
out of my
lane
on this one.
I imagine if it's a they are, but yeah. Again. Yeah.
Now they are.
Yeah, now they are. Paul says come one, cut all. Paul says it's great for kids learning their instruments. Yeah. Really.
That sounds
amazing. As many children as possible.
Yeah, I would say, you know, open up the door on the north side, have a taco truck out there or something, just make it a thing.
Yeah, Paul's everyone's press guy, apparently. So.
Yeah, I mean, playing with these guys every week has been like a really great pleasure. You know, we learn a lot of music. Every once in a while, we got a gig with one band or another, so we'll run tunes for that. But most of the time, we just kind of like call songs we've never played or pick songs we recently heard a recording of that we liked and try them out. And it's really just a great opportunity to play with great players and try new music. And, you know, I have learned so many songs that I wouldn't have known otherwise unless Paul brought them in or Mac brought them in and was like, oh, I've been playing to this tune.
Yeah, it's expanded way beyond bluegrass now.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I really love that you're into Texas swing, Paul. Oh. Just saying.
And with that, I mean, I believe Paul's prepared a Bob Wills tune for us this evening.
Well,
take it away, Paul.
Jazz,
okay. You guys, okay, I see other guests coming into the studio, so you guys want to do another one? And
sure.
Give a big old shout out to Mac Benning and friends at Steve's Guitars in Carbondale tonight. Doors 7:30.
That's right.
Show 8.
Doors 7:30, show 8. Yep.
There's great merch.
There is incredible merch. Whether you love or hate bluegrass, there's something for you. At the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that shirt. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm not even going to say it on the air. You should check it out. And how do people find out about you online? Whatever?
I think I'm macbinning.banjo on socials, macbinning.com. Yeah, swing by, send a DM, send an email, and I'm around. So we'll see you out there. Best way is to come to the show, though.
Yeah, get out and support local music. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Of course.
Thank you.
This is the title track. I keep cutting you off, Cody. I'm sorry.
No. I just was about to say what are you going to play?
Okay. Said it. Richmond Ridge here. Yeah. Thank you.
Mack Benning, William Brown, and Paul Holsinger, local musicians. Get out and support local music tonight at Steve's Guitars in downtown Carbondale. Doors open at 7:30. Thanks, gentlemen, for coming in to the KD&K studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Cody.
And yeah, thanks for having us. Go out with Shenandoah is how I'm taught to pronounce that now. And stay tuned for more on Express Yourself on KDNK.
Thank you to Cody and Chris for giving us some space on Express Yourself today. This is DJ Mama Bird, and I am here as a dueling personality, a KD&K DJ, but also a member of the Pink to Black team. And I've got the Pink to Black team here right now. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going so well. And for those of you that are just tuning in, we are celebrating a show that we have next Saturday at Thunder River Theater Company, part of the Pink to Black concert series, and we'll be hosting the Magic Beans, and we're super excited about that. And tickets are on sale. We'll go into that a little bit. But the Magic Beans, if you're not familiar with them, they are like one of those bands that doesn't quite fit a genre. They've been together for 15 years. They play bluegrass, funk, soul, disco, electronic, and they are dissolving as a band after 15 years. They just announced. So they have 3 Colorado shows left as a band, and we are one of them. So we are super excited to have the Magic Beans next Saturday. I have Jess here. She's from El Dorado, part of the Pink to Black team.
Hi Jess. Allie.
And for those that maybe don't know, or they're confused, or you've seen the poster but you don't quite get it, what is Pink to Black?
What is Pink to Black? It is a 3-part winter music series and a collaboration of El Dorado and Thunder River Theater. So it is our goal to bring more live music to Carbondale. And with the partnership that we've created, it is happening.
Yes. And this is round 2.
Round 2?
Yeah. We did it last year and it was so great. We had an amazing time. And we're gonna try it again. So yeah, so if you see it says Pink to Black, that's basically just like the umbrella of it all. And Thunder River Theater Company are our gracious hosts and collaborators. And I have Taylor here. And Taylor, what do you do at Thunder River?
I am the technical director, so I build the sets and I run the lights, the sound, and anything else technical, sometimes projections, maybe a video panel or two. And
And you build incredible, basically art installations.
For Pink to Black, I sure do, yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about some of those installs that you've done for some of the shows.
So in the recent past, we did, my favorite one was the bicycles, which was icicles made of bikes, where we reached out to the, it was the Carbondale Bike Project. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Reached out to them, borrowed a bunch of bikes, hundreds of bikes.
It was amazing.
Hung them to the ceiling and shone some light through them, and it looked a lot cooler than it might be sounding.
Yeah. And where was your inspiration for that? Why did you decide to do bikes for that show?
On that album, they had a song called Cycles, mm-hmm. and I just leaned into that.
Yeah.
And so for this show, for the upcoming Magic Beans, their newest album is called Impendo Destructo. It's about post-societal collapse wizards. So I'm really playing with that idea. Seems obvious.
Yeah. I'm so excited to see what you come up with. So Taylor is just a mastermind at coming up with these crazy sets. And so that's part of the nostalgia when you walk into a Pink to Black show. Does someone want to talk about like what makes a Pink to Black show different than just going to a show at just a different venue?
Yeah, for sure.
Tess.
So part of the El Dorado crew here, Tess, running the marketing, and Pink to Black is really special. We're trying to integrate both an experience as well as a concert and come back to the core of what Carbondale is. Carbondale's kind of a funky town. We're really all close and a big family here, and we just want to bring the community together to celebrate, dance, and have a unique experience.
Yeah. And so let's see, we have Magic Beans coming up next Saturday. Our tickets are doing really well, which means don't delay. Where can people find tickets?
You can get your tickets at thunderrivertheater.org. And
thunderrivertheater.org? .com.
Sorry.
thunderrivertheater.com, says Emily. Yeah, so go get your tickets for Magic Beans. Bring your crew. You'll see something really special when you walk in the door as this collaborative effort just keeps growing and growing and coming to life. And we have Hetty Hooligan is opening. He is going to open up the show. And if you aren't familiar with Hetty Hooligan, he's a KD&K DJ here, but also an incredible musician. And he's been playing all over the valley and outside of the valley lately. And he's a Magic Beans fan. And so he's really excited to be there, too. And I'd say Hetty Hooligan is like more on the like electronic kind of like psychedelic. He Mark plays guitar. He mixes things. He's kind of a wizard. He's really magical to watch. So do not miss his set. He goes on at 8.
You will not want to miss Mark's set.
No, never. Never miss a Hedy Hooligan set. And then Magic Beans will be on shortly after Hedy Hooligan. So what do we have coming up next for Pink to Black? You guys get to hear it first. This hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah, first announcement. We've got Kill Trial playing on January 16th.
Whoop, whoop.
And then Houseplant playing on March 21st.
Yeah.
Those tickets are live on site, so go get your tickets.
And if you haven't seen Kiltro, they headlined Mountain Fair last year on a Sunday and just, like, burned the place down. It was a massive dance party. They're from Denver. They are like a Argentinian or Chilean. I can't quite remember exactly where they're from, but they're like a Chilean psychedelic rock kind of like indie group. Nothing like you've ever heard. And we're really lucky because they are opening for Crewing Bin at the Boulder Theater like 3 nights before us, and it has been way sold out. So they're going to Boulder Theater, and then they're coming here. So it's going to be a really big show. And then I'm going to let Jess talk about Houseplant.
Real quick, was Kiltro the closer of Mountain Fair last year? That was one of the most fun days of my life.
Yes. And a fun tidbit from Kiltro, they said that that Mountain Fair set is still, to this day, the best set they have ever played as a band because the vibes in Carbondale were so high. So we're really excited to have them back. And then, Jess, you talk about Houseplant because you're the one that found them.
I'm so excited for Houseplant. Houseplant now has Goose founding member Ben Atkins leading. So I'm so excited to have them come to Carbondale, and they're going to have a Colorado kind of tour going on that whole week. So. Yeah. Funky, smooth jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so excited to watch them live.
They're kind of like not up and coming because they're like actually really killing it right now, but they're kind of still like a new-ish band to people. And since they have this former drummer from Goose, the people are really following them right now. And so they're really excited to come to Carbondale. So that is March 21st. And tickets are on sale for that now as well. And I'm sure Taylor will have something cool up his sleeve for Houseplant. I don't know. Plants. I don't know. Mm-hmm. and our opener is Dank Cilantro, which is Brett Haynes. Woo-hoo. And both Dank Cilantro and Hedy Hooligan are under McMission Presents. If you're not familiar, find them on Instagram. They're doing so many great things. Girado S is on that. So it'll just be like a really good community, fun family vibe. Yeah.
We're looking forward to it.
And what else? What else, you guys? What else can people expect or be ready for?
We've got some great drink options coming in from Woody Creek.
Nice.
From Aspen Vodka and Socorro Tequila.
Great.
Yeah.
Love all of them.
A simple menu. We'll have one great margarita going for everyone, and then just kind of build your own drink after that.
Cool. Yeah, we'll have some NA options and fun drinks for everyone.
I'd also like to add that we've learned a lot from the Pink to Black series last year, and we've taken the feedback from the community, implemented some really cool new things, and the drinks are going to be amazing this year, and the music as well. I mean, the music last year was awesome too, but we've got some pretty big names, so if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, make sure to buy them. They're $30 in advance and $35 at the door.
Yeah, I think that one thing that we're trying to do with these Pink to Black shows is to bring in bands that maybe you aren't super familiar with. And that was kind of like what the inspiration was for Pink Fuzz, which was a punk band that we brought in that are now like they've like skyrocketed into outer space. We'll probably never see them again. And then Trip Tides from California, psychedelic surf band, and then Tatanka from Denver, reggae band, just bringing in some freshness to the valley, which you may have not seen yet or you may not be familiar with. Magic Beans was a special one for us because they've been here so many times and this is their last tour, so we're very excited to see them. Houseplant is new, that we've never had Houseplant in the valley, so just trying to keep it fresh, and we promise we'll show you guys a good time. What else? Anything else before we sign off?
Well, this weekend we will be doing a scavenger hunt, and so make sure to follow El Dorado Stay Gold on Instagram. We will post a video of tickets around the Roaring Fork Valley that you can go find.
Okay, great. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in, and we're super excited to see everyone next Saturday, and we'll hand it off to Cody after we play a Magic Beans song. Let me pull that up.
Something from Impendo Destructo.
Oh, you guys keep talking while I'm doing that.
All right.
Anything exciting at El Dorado tonight, Jess?
The bar is the bar tonight. Great drinks, great bartenders.
Yep.
Maybe some space to move around a little bit. Yeah, normal Friday.
Cool. Okay, we're going to go out. Let's see. I'm just going to pick something.
Tomorrow at El Dorado, we do have a pop-up shop.
Yes.
Neighborhoods. If you want to get a hood for your helmet.
Yeah.
And other cool hats.
Cool.
Come to El Dorado.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. This is Sweet Thing. I'm sorry, Taylor. I'm not.
I forgive you.
But anyways, Magic Beans. We'll see you next Saturday. Tickets on sale now at ThunderRiverTheater.com.
Come by my way, oh, life don't get much better. I knew you were more than them other girls when I had just met you. Let's get out of here, go for a ride, stick around and maybe you will find such a sweet thing, so
right, folks. Thanks. Huge thanks to Allie and all the crew at Thunder River Theater for coming in and chatting a little bit about the Pink to Black series. Sounds like there's all kinds of stuff going on. Magic Beans, Kiltro, and Houseplant. Look for all those concerts happening throughout the winter. And yeah, we're also really thankful to Thunder River for being our partner with the Halloween party. And then, yeah, this is Magic Beans, so keep your eyes out for that. They gave you all the info.
Get out on November 22nd on Saturday.
Yeah.
And what a great venue. It's an epiphany for Carbondale to have that place as a music venue.
Yeah. Well, we didn't want to let the day slip away without mentioning Carbondale Arts, which usually, you know, sponsors and holds down this program. Shout out to Amy and Brian. But they are busy bees over at the launch pad, getting everything ready for the Deck the Walls holiday market. And so we stole one of the vendors who's going to be bringing their wares to the market to chat for 5 minutes here. So we have Mark Burrows. How's it going, Mark?
Good, good. Keyword, stole.
We did steal him. They probably could use him over there, actually, but
I don't know. Just they have booze over there, I'm pretty sure.
So, yeah, actually, if you are a member, it is ongoing at the moment. They are having the member preview, and first crack at all of the sales over there is ongoing, right?
Yep. It's one of the best parties around, for sure. That's for a non-First Friday.
Yeah.
It's a really good, fun event. Like, all your friends will be there. All the cool people.
And really, there is value to being at the market first, because the best stuff has all been laid out. And, you know, it will get refreshed over the course of the month. But usually that people start out with some really nice stuff. So it's good to have the pick of the litter, as they say.
Yeah, things do sell out.
Yeah. And so, Mark may be familiar to some folks on the air here. Total tentpole businessman, community hero here, and you're bringing your chocolates to the market
yeah I had to think about that one too. Yes, bringing all the chocolates, all the bonbons, all the caramels, and some other fun treats. There we have some new bonbons, so we're debuting
tell us about
week.
The new ones.
We have a new bonbon. Autumn is our chocolatier. She's amazing. She just came up with a blueberry basil pine nut. So it's like a pine nut crust. She basically made a cookie out of pine nuts. It's super delicious. Like a praline. And then put that as a final layer on top of a basil and blueberry.
Over at the launch pad tonight?
Yes, well, you have to buy a box of 9.
Do you buy a variety box, or do you get one type?
It's a variety box. You get one. There'll be one in every box, I promise.
And 9 types in each box. Or
9 different flavors in each box, yes.
Wow.
Pine nuts are a really special thing.
Yeah, they are. They're really hard to harvest. They have to be hand-harvested, and they're very expensive. But she was coming, and she's like, we should probably raise the price. And it's like, I don't know.
And yeah, if you get the right timing around here, you can actually find pine nuts from the pinyon pines around here. And I can tell you myself, it is a pain in the neck to open those.
I've spent like an hour making my fingers bleed to get like a handful, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a challenge. And then roasting them. It's like, that's a whole thing right there.
Uh-huh.
So we have lots and lots of fun things. We're fully stocked up on all the chocolatey, gifty things. And yeah, come on down. It's a great party.
Yeah, and you were over there today. I just ran over there today because we had kind of a, you know, we had a floating agenda here for Express Yourself up until the last minute a little bit. So I came and grabbed him because I really wanted to talk about this. But I'm curious, you know, we're helping a little bit with Brian get his stuff set. Does anything over there catch your eye from some of the other makers that you thought were maybe new or interesting or think perennial favorites of yours?
Well, there's definitely perennial favorites. And honestly, I spent so much time just working on my display, getting to looking as great as possible. I didn't look around too much. I saw a few things like, oh yeah, I'm going to come back for those, like the little gold medallion keychains so they're stamped with one word on them. I love those things. I don't know why. they're back. It's a huge basket full of them. Like, those are great. But, you know, Sarah Yule's there again.
Yeah.
And there's lots and lots of people. I need to go there just to see who's new,
because
there's there are new artists every year. Some of the old favorite ones are still there, but
yeah. And it is kind of hard almost when you walk in to really identify anything, because it is a beautiful layout that is totally integrated. So it's not like you don't really feel like anybody's set out separate from anybody else. So it's kind of a great big kaleidoscope of all kinds of different products to look at. And they do a really beautiful job of arranging it, I think.
They do. They spend a lot of time, like, organizing how the flow is going to be. So, like, kitcheny and food areas are, like, kind of all blended together, and they try to make it so it makes sense as you're walking along. There's earrings over here and art over here and prayer flags over here and then chocolate over there and
candles
and calendars. And
a lot of great gifts for kids, too, for the kiddos.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, there's no candles this year unless they got
– Oh, really?
They work with somebody else, but –
Jan just got rid of that business, right?
Jan sold off the business several years ago to Chris, and Chris moved to California.
Oh.
So the beeswax candles are not there this year.
Oh, man.
Very sad. They were number one for several years.
There might be a market opening for somebody looking for a local business.
Definitely. There's a market open for... Beeswax is really hard to work with, so not many people do it. A lot of people like to work with the... Uh-huh. All the other styles of soy and many, many other styles, but beeswax is hard.
Yeah, and Mark can tell you very much all about that as well and some other program I think in the future because he's a master beekeeper as well. So.
True.
Well, Mark, super thankful for you to come over and just chat a little bit about this.
Yeah.
There's nothing quite like the real thing, so if you're within striking distance, come on down. Buy some of his chocolates, buy some whatever stuff. It's all, you know, Carbondale Arts gets a cut, so it supports local art, creativity, Carbondale's vibrance, all that stuff, and a lot of local people bringing their creativity and craft to the market. So it's way better. Stay off Amazon. Stay off of the internet. Don't buy your crap there. Go and support local businesses.
Boycott,
I'm serious.
Amazon and Spotify now.
Buy your crap from me.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You bet.
All right, now let's we're going to jump into. Well, we've got 10 more minutes. Let's hear a interview that Cody recorded this morning with Joel from Handmade Moments, and they're going to be next week at the Belly Up. So stay tuned for that.
We are tuned with Joel Ludford from Handmade Moments right now. Welcome back to KDNK. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, KDNK? I'm back. You can't stop it. I'm coming at you straight from the middle of the French Quarter. I'm looking at Jackson Square. I can hear the Calliope machine, the steamboat playing in the background. And just excited to come back to Colorado.
Wonderful. So, yeah, you have dates back in sunny Colorado in Fort Collins on the 19th and Denver on the 20th, Ridgeway the next day, and Aspen. Quite a whirlwind tour for y'all, huh?
I know we're getting to it. You know, we're not joking. No games this time.
So yeah, you're going to be at the Belly Up in Aspen. That's the closest venue to us on Saturday, November 22nd. I don't know if you guys have played there yet. Have you?
I've never played the Belly Up before. I think I had something scheduled there for OG COVID time, and then everything shut down for a little bit. So
right.
This will be our triumphant return.
That's when we first met you, was like the first day of the COVID time here at the KDNK studio.
See, we go back a long time.
Well, I got out for a little bit of your show at the Big B's just this last summer over in Paonia. That was really fun.
I love Big B's. I love the whole area. I mean, I love Denver, but getting out of Denver and getting into like actual Colorado is a whole different cultural and just total different experience. Lifestyle is way different. And the people are different. Everyone's more extreme and cool and weird. And yeah, it's a little bit more...
Extreme.
Yeah, it's a little more extreme, you know? It's an extreme lifestyle to live out there. You guys are, like, still extreme, you know? Don't forget that.
Well, you and Anna are back home in New Orleans. How's everything going there?
New Orleans is absolutely beautiful right now. The weather is incredible. It's like... mid-70s. It's just like a light, gentle wind. You can hear the steamboat playing, the lady playing organ on the steamboat, and it's a steam-powered organ. And yeah, everything's beautiful.
No way.
Working on a new album. We've been playing a whole bunch as a duo, and been playing, like, practicing all of our stuff and our beatboxing, and yeah, we have a blast while we're here.
Well, Wars.
We've been playing End the Wars.
It was
been out and crushing.
Fantastic. Absolutely loving it at KDNK. And then Anna Moss, you know, with that Amnesty record, that crushed it as well. We got to see Anna play at Carbondale Mountain Fair a couple of years ago, too.
Yeah, Anna's most recent record is beautiful. And yeah, I got to play bass on it, but. I also you know, it's nice to just be in a band where you don't have to be kind of in control of the decisions and like the big like artistic vision and all that. You just get to play bass. You know, you just get to play your instrument and kind of do what the songwriter wants. And that's super, that's been fun. Her music's amazing. She has been working with all these amazing vocalists here in New Orleans, all these like people that have really cool, you know, gospel singing backgrounds. So the harmonies and the live shows have been just so incredible and potent. And yeah, it's been nice. New Orleans is so enriching musically. So we're just trying to do our best to take advantage of all that while we're here.
Yeah. Well, I'm stoked that you're working on a new album.
The new Handmade Moments album is sick. It's going to be more, it's a bunch of songs that we never put out that are, like, we have this weird phenomenon where we have people singing along with a bunch of songs that we've written that we've never released. And there's, like, not really any videos out there that we put out officially. So it's like we're kind of doing all the, we're doing all, like, the cult classics that we never really recorded because they were, I don't know, they're just fun to do live. And we just keep doing them live. And they never really fit, like, an album theme. But now they've all kind of fit their own theme, which is, like, the cult classic, the favorite that people know, but they're not released yet. So that's kind of the theme of this album.
Right on. Well, Joel, you've told us before on the air of how you and Anna met. You were like in high school or something, right, in Arkansas. How long do y'all go back now?
Well, let's see, almost probably like 15 years or something like that. We met when we were, let's see, getting close to, yeah, maybe 15, 16 years. I don't know, 17? I don't know. That's a good question. But we met when I was in coming out of high school, and I had a band house. And all my bandmates paid, you know, a little bit of money to rent this really crappy house in Arkansas. And we just, it was super nasty. And we had, you know, all of our instruments and all of our gear. And it was just an awesome space. And so I came home to the studio and was just playing guitar as I was walking in, like playing an acoustic guitar. And she was there and everybody was like, oh, you guys should play together. And we just started playing together on the spot. And yeah, it was really fun. That was probably, I don't know, I'm 35 now, so that must have been like 16 years ago, maybe 17.
Wow.
Something in that range.
And just such a wonderful synergy that y'all have, that you just keep going.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And,
well, it's easy. She's an easy person to play with.
Well, Joel, when did you start playing music as a kid or whatever?
I was always kind of the, you know, class clown. Like, we would put on little events, little, like, theater events, me and my brothers and sister and my, and, like, cousins and stuff when they were in town. So, but playing music, I guess I didn't really start playing until I was, like, 12 or 13. Before that, I probably like would hit on like this broke. We had a broken piano at our house, which is kind of cool. If, you know, I think it gave me a good background in avant-garde music. You know, it's experimental.
Broken,
like, you don't have
piano.
To, you know, diatonal, you know, like microtonal music. You know, it's like, whoa, that's out of tune, but it's kind of rad. You know, so that I started doing that when I was a kid, like maybe like, you know, 7 or 8, you know, playing on that thing, but it wasn't really a functioning instrument the way that a regular piano is. So, but I'd probably say 12, 13, I started playing tuba, and then I played guitar at the same, started like learning guitar at the same time. So I played tuba in the middle school, and then I'd play guitar like at home. And I really liked like Delta blues and stuff like that. That was kind of my jam.
And you will bust out some tuba at the show, right?
Oh, guaranteed. I think legally I'm required to every time I come to Colorado by contract.
Well, I love that about you and Anna, that you switch off instruments throughout the show.
Yeah, she plays bass clarinet. She plays, you know, saxophone, regular clarinet, upright bass, electric bass, guitar, ukulele. So she's kind of very multifaceted, and I play a bunch of instruments too. So it's really fun. It's like you never get bored. You're like, all right, let's have another sound.
Well, we really
I want to learn other instruments, but I'm running out of like time to practice them all, so I have to kind of cap it.
Well, we really look forward to you coming to Colorado, Joel.
I'm excited to be there. I'm going to bring all the beautiful, sunny energy from New Orleans.
I'm going to
play a bunch of New Orleans songs.
I'm going to go over and see my mom for her birthday, sort of like between my mom's birthday and Thanksgiving over on the Front Range. So I'm going to try to go to the Fort Collins show the first date you have on the 19th. And then, I wish I could see you up at the Belly Up on Saturday. But I would highly recommend it to all our listeners.
Well, I'm excited to see you, man. It's going to be great. I'm glad I'm going to see you on the Front Range, on the normie side of things.
Well, y'all take care and enjoy your sunny day in New Orleans and safe travels.
Yeah, see you in about a week.
All right, y'all keep it up.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll see you soon.
Appreciate it.
Peace. That's Joel Ludford from Handmade Moments, and once again, they're at the Belly Up Aspen next Saturday. Check them out.
This is KDNK Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond.